Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says there are a lot of soprano saxophone players in jazz. Many of them have a whiny tone, like the horn has a bad cold. And then there's Jane Ira Bloom.
Jane Ira Bloom's soprano sax, shadowed by Dawn Clements' piano. For over 20 years, Bloom has had one of the most distinctive and noble sounds in jazz, instantly recognizable once you know it. Her tone is uncluttered and pure with very little vibrato. Some would say no vibrato, but most jazz musicians have at least a little. Those tiny fluctuations in pitch help push a note forward in time. Bloom likes to move when she plays, and occasionally drapes her sound in gauzy electronics. She may combine those tendencies using motion sensors to trigger the gizmos when she swings the bell of her horn around. One reason it works? Her lines have strong momentum to begin with. That's Mental Weather from Jane Ira Bloom's new album of the same name. To these ears, it's one of her very best, owing to her invention and good taste as an improviser and an alert quartet. Beside or behind Dawn Clement on piano, drummer Matt Wilson and bassist Mark Elias really hear how to push and pull together. Jane Ira Bloom's writing is also strong on Mental Weather. The tune, A More Interesting Question, deliberately evokes the stately motion and dramatic sweep of classic Broadway ballads. It starts very like Gershwin's I Love You, Porgy, and borrows a lick from Bernstein's Some Other Time, but she places those found objects on her own canvas. Cribbing bits of old tunes for that ballad isn't Jane Ira Bloom's only exercise in modular recombination. The Mental Weather CD includes two versions of the program, the full one in 9 separate tracks, and a shorter, continuous edit tucked away on disc as an MP3 file. That version sequenced like a live set, with the tunes in a different order, and in some cases lightly trimmed to accommodate new transitions. But for all that cutting and pasting, and Bloom's use of electronics, her music always feels organic, full of life and with plenty of heart. ¶¶
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Mental Weather, the new recording by Jane Ira Bloom on the Outline label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.